Your IEP meeting checklist, how to prepare, participate, and partner for success. You know who is on the IEP team and you understand the purpose of the meeting. Now let's talk about the most important part, your role in making that meeting a success. Being prepared is the single best thing you can do to transform anxiety into confidence. This isn't about preparing for a battle, it's about preparing to be an effective partner. When you walk in with your thoughts organized, you can participate fully in the collaborative process of building the best possible plan for your child. This simple checklist is broken into three parts: what to do before, during, and after the IEP meeting. Part 1, before the meeting, your homework. Doing a little homework will help you walk into the meeting feeling calm and ready. Review all documents. Read through your child's current IEP, if this is an annual review, recent report cards and progress reports, and any new evaluations. Highlight parts you have questions about. Talk to your child. They are the star of the show. Ask them about school in a casual, low-pressure way. What's your favorite part of the school day? What feels hard or frustrating for you? Is there anything you wish your teachers knew? Create your parent report. This is your most powerful tool. It doesn't have to be formal. A simple page of notes that you can bring to the meeting is perfect. Include these four things: strengths and interests. What does your child love? What are they good at? For example, he's incredibly creative and loves building with Legos. Your concerns. What keeps you up at night? Be specific. For example, I'm worried she's struggling to make friends at recess, or he still resists reading out loud. Your vision. What are your dreams for your child this year, in 5 years? For example, I want her to feel confident asking a friend to play, or I want him to be able to read a chapter book independently. Your ideas. Do you have ideas for goals or supports that might help? Write down your questions. As you review documents and prepare your report, jot down every question that comes to mind. No question is too small. Get organized. Put all your documents, notes, questions, school reports into a binder or a digital folder. Being organized helps you stay focused. Consider bringing a partner. You have the right to bring someone with you for support. This could be a spouse, a friend, or a professional advocate. They can take notes, help you ask questions, and be another set of ears. Part 2, during the meeting, your voice. This is where your preparation pays off. Your goal is to be an active, confident member of the team. Ask for introductions. If you don't know someone at the table, politely ask, "Could we quickly go around and introduce ourselves and our roles?" Share your parent report. Don't wait to be asked. When the team discusses your child's present levels, this is the perfect time to share your perspective on your child's strengths and your concerns. Ask clarifying questions. The meeting might have a lot of jargon. It is perfectly okay and important to say, "Can you explain what that acronym means?" Or, "How will that accommodation look in the classroom?" Or, "What does that data tell us about my child?" Stay focused on the child. Every decision should be based on your child's unique needs. If the conversation goes off track, gently guide it back by asking, "How will this proposal help my child meet their goals?" Remember, it's a collaboration. Use partnership language like "we" and "our team." A positive, collaborative tone goes a long way. You don't have to sign immediately. At the end of the meeting, you will be asked for your signature. This signature is your consent for the IEP to be put into action. It is your right to say, "I'd like to take this home to review it first." This gives you time to read it carefully without feeling pressured. Part 3, after the meeting, the follow-through. Your role doesn't end when the meeting does. Review the final IEP. Read the document you received from the school. Does it match what you discussed and agreed upon in the meeting? Communicate any discrepancies. If you notice something is missing or incorrect, email your child's ESE case manager right away to get it clarified or corrected. Keep the lines of communication open. Stay in touch with your child's teachers. A quick email every few weeks can help you stay on top of your child's progress and address small issues before they become big ones. What's next? Knowing your rights. By preparing for the IEP meeting, you are not just attending, you are truly participating. This partnership is what makes the IEP a living, breathing plan that can change your child's life. But what happens if you disagree with the team? What are your legal rights in this process? In our next post, we'll dive into a very important document called the Procedural Safeguards, your official Parents' Bill of Rights in Special Education.